Just wanted to check in and walk over the fuel basis, if any other problems we can work on.
We got, I talked to Bill Rogers about that earlier. He said he's a little goosey about this, that Berger might resent him. But he thinks that it's very important that the Attorney General, as soon as he's cleared, and the indictments are made, which he thinks, as the New York Times said this morning, maybe today. Could be, according to the Times. Or maybe the
Or they'll indict somebody, not all.
Yeah, some indictments would be made.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as that happens, that gives Richardson the ability to...
Listen, I know they do indict somebody today right now.
Oh, I do too. Sooner the better.
Sooner the better.
It changes the whole complexion of this.
And people say, well, thank God they finally got somebody.
Right.
I didn't know the Times had indicated that somebody might be indicted today.
I hadn't read the Bill Rogers story.
Okay.
Now, Bazaar came up with an ingenious thing that's worth thinking about. He said the guy, the name number one as the prosecutor, should be Irwin himself. He said he's a jurist, he's impeccable, he can't do any more damage there than any place else. And the son of a bitch would be hard pressed to turn it down. He told me this yesterday afternoon. I said, God damn, that looks a little contrived. And he thought about it all night. He came back. He said, no. He said, the more I think about it, the better.
He's got the staff. He's got everything. He's got the work already. He doesn't have to start all over again.
It would just totally frustrate this son.
Try it. Did you pass it on to
him? I haven't. I wanted to ask you first.
Oh, yes, try it.
All right. Now, I've gotten Hearn and Brown, of course.
Hearn would be better than Brown.
Hearn is better, and
Hearn would be a hell of a
he's very good.
Huh?
He's very good.
He's a sort of fine prosecutor. I mean, Hearn, I think, is the best one I've suggested.
And he and Bazaar happen to be very close friends.
But he didn't Hearn. But he
said, ideal, just one.
Well, Urge, get down to the LA's talent, that draw around, but I mean, I'm not drawing people, but Hearn is just, was an enormously respected Democrat. And support of the governor. You know, support of the ticket. He's a I think he can move on her almost without, he doesn't have capacity to do it.
And you can see how he, you know.
All this means asking the head of the American Bar and the Red Shit, that's a silly thing.
Yeah.
Give him a list of six, he ought to step up to it himself.
That's fine.
If it's all like her, if he could get Irvin to do it, that would be a hand strike.
Then we had,
okay.
Now he's supposed to see Stennis this afternoon. Stennis has been out on a tour. So
good.
I've got Lane working on the resolution.
Good. That's going to be a good thing. I want that in Price working on a speech.
Right.
I mean, that I can deliver. I mean, I'd like to have that so that I can deliver it Saturday night for Sunday papers. Or deliver it Sunday night for Monday papers. See what I mean? If they can get it ready, in other words, I think have it so it'll be a Sunday evening broadcast. In other words, I cut it on Sunday, but they ought to get it done for Monday papers. We'll get a good play on it, you see.
Yes, sir. I think we got to move fast on that. And that's exactly the way to do it.
Call for a committee of which the two will be. Two will be the chairman of both parties. Will be automatic. And the president will, and then consisting of 16, including the chairman of both parties, the president will name, or the other will name, or the other name, or persuasion,
or House, or Senate.
They'll know that they are the lead.
They have to do it informally. They've already gotten the benefit of it. Now, I'm glad you did it.
I thought it was best to just shut it off right there. The cat, they all, you never know how long their spirit lasts, but they ought to be pretty feeling pretty good.
Bill said that that was an ideal meeting. He said it just went beautifully.
Rogers?
Yeah, he's just delighted. Cat told me the same thing. Buck said it's the best meeting he's been in. And he thinks, God damn, he said everything's just exactly right the way he wanted. Conley was very delighted. I said, read like your recommendation list to the president. And he said, yes, he's very enthusiastic about it.
Good.
I haven't had a card from anybody.
That's good. Well, we got off on a good start. Now we've got to have March 6th, May 6th. I think we're now beginning to
was it's all understandable.
But he says, as far as the direct conversation with President, I'm not going into it. I said, all right. Dane, however, pops off in regard to what he said about President. Then I said, your privilege is thereby waived, that you are to respond to what he said. You ought to be, if he needs him,
that's the way he's going.
You see, he's the counterpart to the dean.
Dean is,
in spite of everything else, he's got his problems at the moment. I'm sure he can ask for immunity and all the rest of it. I think those stories are rather curious in the paper here this morning. Do you think they're just sort of a suck on, trying to say that Dean doesn't have anything in others to loss or.
No.
Or you think maybe that there's something to it? Why do you think they're out there? What does Seymour Hersh do? What he said, did he say that the Dean didn't have anything or nothing was in the box? Why do you think they're? They know what's in that.
Because I believe, quite frankly, that they don't have any. I think that this is very managed. I felt from the beginning that I didn't know anything. The more I learned, and from what she told me, what Ron's told me, Christ, this is chicken feed. And it isn't chicken feed for the other reasons that you put your finger on. It gave these bastards a chance to attack you. You're paying, in many respects, Bucks was right about the bureaucracy. That happened during the transition. And it turned, suddenly they turned against, and they've joined with people on the Hill. They were all appointed by Hill people over a number of years anyhow.
Sure.
It was a great family.
Let me tell you, they were against before, though, much for guests. A lot of that bureaucracy was against before. Now,
sure, you were. You're all Democrats, please. And they're no good. But they're manageable. And what we're talking about in there this morning is, in substance, Christ, we're going to do everything we've ever done. And fight for every goddamn principle we've ever stood for.
That's right.
We're talking style to defuse these bastards.
Style. And it was good that Bill Rogers got scholar turned around and he said, nobody will ever send him
a letter. Why?
This idea that we're going to win and then bullshit. You're not going to. The thing to do, though, is to use the right style of them, too.
Style. That's all.
But it's the style of the Congress. One thing you're going to run into with the Congress is this. There will be a tendency to want to overuse my time like they, right? Like Scott this morning was saying, well, it would be great if you just come up to the House and up to the Senate and visit with the boys now and then.
Your track record on meeting legislators, I bet, exceeds any predecessor that you've ever had.
I know.
Since January, you've spent more time on my check the record.
My point is, I'm not going to go up there and gas around with those people. I'm not a cocktail drinker type, you know. But I'm going to have them down here. Do it in an orderly way, but I'm not going to go up there.
It's not going to change. It's not going to change you. You're the president.
Don't you think
you
so?
Have your
I shouldn't change.
Absolutely.
I can't look as if I'm sucking around the kind of
first place.
I'm going to change with the president.
In the first place, you can't. And be true to yourself. And that's not what the people elected. They elected you as Richard Nixon. And by God, you're.
Now, the thing too, I can't change with the president. I'm not going to have them in and have, well, let's have a little hair down session with them. Screw them.
Oh,
I'll do. When I have occasion to have a press conference, which I'm not going to have for about a month, I'll have one. I'm going to let this thing go out of the way.
Everything we do, and Linda's right in that sense, cannot be a sign of weakness. It's not what we're doing. We're not caping on a goddamn thing. What we are doing is bleeding some bureaucrats, or it has nothing to do with you. It actually means we're procedural thing. That personnel thing was a disaster. Got caught up in the mess of things.
But now it's going to be cleared up just like that.
Yes,
but we'll get some bad appointments out of it, too. But sorry.
Well, yeah, most of it.
Most of it's done. Tell you the truth, most of it doesn't make any goddamn difference.
Most of it's done. It's just a psychological thing, man. You
some of the people that were fired should have been fired, too.
No question about it. And we knew
it wasn't done well, though. It wasn't done gracefully.
It wasn't done gracefully, and then it got stagnated. And then you got a freeze, and it got caught up in a departmental fighting, for example, in defense, you know, Clements and Richardson were fighting. Yeah.
I hope Richardson